Good morning. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Today's sermon text is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 21 through 24. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord made tunic of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put his hands and take also of the tree of life and eat and lives forever." Therefore the Lord God sent out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubims at the east of the Garden of Eden and a flaming sword which turned everyone away to guard the way to the tree of life. And we're going to focus on 3 points: paradise lost, God's word, and paradise restored. And that's our great hope, and until that time comes. Adam and Eve walked with God in the Garden of Eden, and it was in modern-day Iraq. One thing was asked of them, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, "You shall not eat it, nor shall touch it, lest you die." God expects obedience. We're to shun evil, we're to listen to God, and we're to be doers of his word. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Uphold my steps in your path. If we seek the Lord, we want to be on his path. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden?" Satan's work, he's crafty. He plants doubt, he tempts, and Satan preys on people, and we're to be alert, we're to be sober, we're to be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Adam and Eve was caused to doubt God's word. They ate of the fruit. The blame game began. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. They were found naked in the shame of sin. We can say like the psalmist, "My dishonor is continuously before me, and the shame of my face has covered me." By God's grace, mercy, and his love, Adam and Eve's sins were covered by the tunic of skin that clothed them. Adam and Eve died a spiritual death. And according to Scripture, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What can we learn from these Scriptures? Adam and Eve walked with God sinless in paradise on earth. One thing was asked of them in the midst of the garden: do not touch and eat. Satan's work plants doubt. He's a deceiver, he's a destroyer. It's very important to know God's word, and to not only know it, to heed it, to obey and follow his word. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They sinned and they were found naked. By God's mercy and grace provided covering of tunic of skin, blood atonement from the beginning. This is in the beginning of time, 6,000 plus years ago, and paradise was lost. Adam, who is a type of him who was to come, the him is Jesus Christ. Romans 5:19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made to sin, so also by one man's obedience many were made righteous. Adam was the natural head of all human race and was perfectly made in God's own likeness. Christ, the spiritual head and the only man since Adam to be of a godly, sinless nature. What one head did, the other undid. One man's sin brought death to our race. Therefore, one man's death is sufficient to bring life to those who will accept it. Like Adam and Eve, God has appeared to all men. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, whether through nature, through God's written word, through the Holy Spirit. Sin separates us from God. God made it possible for all men to be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're asked one thing to believe. Believe in faith upon Jesus Christ and you will be saved. But it goes a little deeper than that. The demons believed and trembled. A few scriptures to ensure one's salvation, frankly, a must. And the truth will set you free. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That if you confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Therefore, having been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Having an unwavering faith, endure until the end. Suffering for Christ's sake, putting your hand to the plow and not looking back. We must be all in. Scripture brings comfort to the believer. By believing faith in Jesus Christ, the Christian, the old man is gone and new things have been made. We've been made anew. If you believe upon Jesus Christ, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, have made peace through the blood of his cross, the power of the blood. For the one who believes in faith, we have been cleansed. One who confesses that he's a sinner in need of a Savior, we have been cleansed by Jesus Christ's precious blood, and one day we will be clothed in white according to Scripture, Revelation 19:14. As a believer in Christ, we're to grow and be Christ's likeness, and we're to bear fruit of a worthy, repentant sinner. Christian, we're to know God's word. God's word endures forever. We're to read, study, and live his word. And there are many examples in the Bible for us to know that that statement is true. And we should be taking Jesus' word, because it's his word. As a blood-bought believer, we're to search and study the scriptures to know the truth. I can remember when I first came here, the guy behind the pulpit said, don't take my word for it. You know, go home and search the scriptures, and you have scriptures that I'm going through to find out if these things are true. And according to Scripture, they were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, that they would receive the word with all readiness and search the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. There is a cost of being a Christian. First and foremost, Christ's precious blood, and there's a cost of time for us. There's a cost of effort reading and studying the Scriptures. Do you want to know God's word? The devil hopes you do not, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. He is deceived. He is the great deceiver and the father of lies. When he comes, and he will, resist him, be steadfast in faith, and call upon the Lord. Our God tests, never tempts, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And we can seek through prayer, meditate on his word, reading his holy word. His church, not forsaking the assembling of the church. We're to preach the whole counsel of God. Find a good Bible study, and I would submit Friday night is a good Bible study. For the Christian who believes upon Jesus Christ, we have spiritual riches and security in our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your treasure? As a believer, and knowing God's written word, we know God's plans. Our hope, paradise restored, and this comes from God's written word in Revelations 22:1-6. And he showed me pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of it the streets, and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruit, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. There shall be no light there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Praise our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have been granted a miraculous gift, an indescribable gift. There will be no more sin when that time comes. We will see God as he is. And now I'm going to focus on, we know the beginning from the end, and now we're going to focus until that time comes. We can have paradise on earth in our human body on this side of heaven as a believer if we seek the Lord with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. And according to Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven, we can have a slice on earth. Jesus walked it, and he wants us to too. The responsibility falls on the believer. God himself, his word, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, gives us what we need to accept, obey, and follow, and not follow the sinful world. While we're waiting on the Lord, brothers and sisters, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to walk cautiously as Christians. We need to be mindful of the company we keep. And we're to seek the Lord early, get a good start in the morning, pray and meditate, putting God's armor on, which is putting on Christ. When you leave your house in the morning, put Christ on. God helps us live with devoted obedience and keeps our daily lives on track to honor Jesus in everything we say and do. We are to walk worthy as repentant sinners. The world is watching us. Colossians 2:6-7, as you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Our roots as Christians must be deep in Christ Jesus, in his word. Our faith has to keep growing. It starts off as a mustard seed, but it grows. We're to keep learning. More importantly, we're to live what we learn. And may we abound in Christ Jesus, which his supply is endless. It's plentiful. May we take full advantage of what our Lord has to offer, and let the peace of God rule your heart, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. It's very easy to get unthankful from time to time, but if we really take a look at our lives, we have it made, and you know, we should be thankful for what God has done for us and what he will do for us. Revelations 22:17, and the spirit of the bride says, come, and let him here say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Everyone desires, let him take the water of life freely. This is the invitation. If you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, you will not be accepted into the kingdom of God for eternity. Do you have the invitation? Do you know that you are a child of the Most High God? And if not, I would make peace with that today. Jesus Christ is the only way to enter the paradise restored. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Either he was telling the truth or he was a liar, and we know that God cannot lie. May we just walk worthy as Christians. And when God comes back, will he really find faith on this earth? We're going to end in prayer. Heavenly Father, a lot has been said. Your word is truth. Sin has entered this world, and the fall of man took place. You gave your only begotten Son, his shed blood as a way of salvation, and gave people the opportunity to accept it and believe upon you for their salvation, for their eternity. We are so blessed and grateful. We know the beginning from the end, Lord, through studying and the reading of your word. And our hope one day is to see you, Lord, and be with you for eternity. Until that time comes, Lord, may we just please you and not grieve you, Lord. May we just give you all the praise, the worship, and the glory that you so deserve, Lord. In all of this, I pray in Jesus' precious name, amen.